Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg-up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 80. And it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised that the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
You are listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show. This is America's home for conservative, not bitter talk. But you knew that. But you probably don't recognize my voice. This is not Todd. Todd's away with some doing some family time. I'm Gary Varvel, political cartoonist for Creators Syndicate. My work appears in newspapers around the country. You can see my work also at GaryVarvel.com. That's Varvel like Marvel, except with a V. V as in Victor, A-R, V as in Victor, E-L. GaryVarvel.com. I also write a Substack newsletter, Substack. You can find me there at GaryVarvel.substack.com. And I write about current events from a biblical perspective. I also draw my editorial cartoons there. I encourage you to go sign up for free. And let's get into it. What's going on in America today? I see a problem spiritually. And I've written about this many times. Let me give you a Bible verse here to start us off with, John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That is the separation that I see happening in America today. You've got Christians, but alongside of us, we are surrounded by people who hate Jesus, they hate God, and they don't like it when people speak up. We all know of just recently, Charlie Kirk was tragically assassinated on camera, on all these cameras. Everybody saw that. We also remember the Charlotte, North Carolina train stabbing in which DeCarlo Brown Jr., 34, stabbed to death the 23-year-old Irina Zarutska from Ukraine. She was living here, and she just was minding her own business, looking at her phone, and he stands up behind her and stabs her to death. The media calls him mentally ill. His family says that he was schizophrenic and he had all kinds of mental issues that caused him to do this. Brown himself says that he heard voices telling him to do it. Where is that coming from? And this is nothing new. In 2018, Nicholas Cruz was arrested for allegedly killing 17 students, and he pleaded guilty to this. He killed 17 students and injured dozens at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. At the time, Cruz was 23. When he was arrested, he told the authorities that demons told him to do this, told him how to do it. So are we just to play that off every time as being mentally ill? The Bible makes it very clear in the New Testament that there were several people that Jesus healed from demonic possession. So I'd have to say, because I'm a Bible believer, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that he lived a perfect life, that he left heaven, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, died on the cross, 3 days later, rose to life again, proving that he is the God-man and offers eternal life to anyone who puts their trust in him. So that's the gospel. And I believe what the Bible says about there are times when demons get access to people's minds, and that's where the battle is. It's in the mind. So how does this happen? Now, we're not told in the Bible how these people in the New Testament, how they were possessed. But we've learned some things down through time. And one of the things that I noticed that in the case of this Minneapolis shooter some weeks ago, who killed two children sitting and praying in a church on the first day of school and also injured several. But he was known as the Minnesota trans shooter, Robert Westman. I hate to even say his name. But he was transgender. And this is one of the things he said. He said, "Gender and weed," meaning marijuana, "blanked up my head. I wish I'd never tried experimenting with either." And then he says this, "Don't let your kids smoke weed or change their gender until they're like 17. So he admits that he was a marijuana user in his youth, and it can be assumed, I think, that he never stopped, which contributed to his losing his job. Guess where he was working? At a cannabis dispensary, yeah. And he was fired because of tardiness and absenteeism. So I believe, based on this, that it was the weed that opened his mind up that made him susceptible to demons. He even said in his journal and his manifesto that he had a demon in him. He admitted it. So the issue, I look at Revelation chapter 9, and it's also repeated somewhat in the same word as repeated in Galatians, also in Revelation chapter 18. And Revelation chapter 9, verse 21 specifically, it says this, "And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts." Now the context of that chapter is the judgment of God has been brought down on the earth. All these terrible things are happening, locusts, and men will seek to die, and for 5 months they won't be able to die. God won't let them die, wanting them to repent, but they don't repent. This is the saddest thing in that chapter is when you read that they would not repent of their murders or their sorceries. This word sorcery in the Greek is the word pharmakia. It's the word we get pharmacy from. It's the word we get pharmacist from. We're talking about drugs and sorceries, you know, we typically think, you know, something like witch doctor or something. But in ancient times, what they would do is they would use drugs as part of their pagan worship. And if you don't believe me, go look it up. This is absolutely the truth. And so if you look at that, sorcery, drug use is an avenue to open up the mind so that demonic power can oppress people, even possess people. So I'm looking at this, and that doesn't mean that every person who ever takes drugs is going to be demon-possessed. No, there's a process here, I believe, that has to open up. For instance, I'll give you an example. The Exorcist movie was actually based on a true story. And in that true story, it was this boy. In the movie, it was a girl, but in real life, it was a boy who was messing around with a Ouija board. And that Ouija board, even though it's just made of plastic and cardboard, became the gateway that led to demonic possession. And this is a well-documented case. I know that may sound crazy, but in Deuteronomy 18:10, it says this, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son and daughter in the fire," okay, "who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord." Now that should be sobering for anybody who's going to a palm reader or reading your horoscope. I would advise you to stay away from that, because God says this is detestable to him. You are making an idol out of those things. And you're messing around with the spirit world that is very dangerous. I believe that we are protected from that. God has put a barrier around us and has limited their access to us. But if we open ourselves up, at some point, I believe that God gives us over. And in those cases, and I think we see them every once in a while, stabbing an innocent girl on a train for no reason. A voice told them to do it. Or shooting up a school. Why did you do it? Demons told me how to do it. I think it's very real. I know that the media doesn't understand it. But I believe that these people, like the Minneapolis shooter, I believe that they had succumbed to the doctrines of demons that the Bible warns about. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Don't get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Those are two completely opposite things. But both of them have to do with the being controlled by a power outside of us. In the case of wine or strong drink or alcohol of any kind, it says it leads to debauchery. Why? Because it lowers people's inhibitions. They're not thinking straight at some point because the alcohol is controlling them. In the same way, drugs do the same thing. It affects the mind, and that's why people are drawn to it. But it's dangerous because they're opening themselves up to a world that, if they could see it, they wouldn't want anything to do with it. But the contrast here is it says in Romans 5:18, instead be filled with the Spirit. Why? The Spirit of God controlling us leads us to righteousness, leads us to love. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has publicly suggested that antidepressants, specifically SSRIs, and transition-related medications might have contributed to Westman's actions. He cited black box warnings about suicidal and homicidal ideation and said the NIH would be conducting related studies. Now, he got mocked for this in the media. They think he's crazy. I think he may be onto something. I've done some research, and I think that, well, for instance, at WorldNet Daily, WND.com, there's a guy named David I don't know how to say his last name, Kuplian, K-U-P-E-L-I-A-N. How would you say that name? David Kuplian? I don't know. But anyway, he wrote an interesting column. Psych meds and mass murder. No wonder RFK Jr. promises to research the connection. The vast majority of Americans' most infamous and gruesome mass murders have been on these controversial prescription drugs. That right there should get your attention. But if you read that, if you go to WorldNet Daily, WND.com, if you go there and look up this column, this is some fascinating stuff. He's done some really good research here. I'll just give you an example. For instance, he says that Paxil, known as adverse drug reactions, according to drugs FDA-approved label, include, and this is what these are some of the side effects, mania, insomnia, anxiety, agitation, confusion, amnesia, depression, paranoid reaction, psychosis, hostility, delirium, hallucinations, abnormal thinking, depersonalization, and the lack of emotion, among others. Well, I don't think those sound like something that I'd want to be taking. That sounds like a bad deal right there. So, for instance, Andrea Yates, one of the most horrifying and heartbreaking crimes in modern history, this is what he writes, drowned all five of her children, ages 7 years down to 6 months, in a bathtub. Andrea Yates, you remember the case? Andrea Yates, this is what she insisted. Inner voices commanded her to kill her children. She'd become increasingly psychotic over the course of several years, and at her 2006 murder trial, I guess that was the retrial, after a 2002 guilty verdict was overturned on appeal, Yates' longtime friend Debbie Holmes testified, she asked me if I thought Satan could read her mind and if I believed in demon possession. And Dr. George Ringholz, after evaluating Yates for 2 days, recounted an experience that she had after the birth of her first child. And this is what he said. What she described was feeling a presence, Satan, telling her, take a knife and stab her son, Noah. Now, what is that, folks? Why is it that, now, people might say, well, she's just trying to get an insanity defense. This is just an insanity defense. I'm saying there's similarities between a lot of these people who do these terrible things, and it could be demon possession. It could be real. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that we have to take all drugs off the market. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that I think RFK Jr. is right in at least doing a study of this. Columbine mass murderer Eric Harris was taken Luvox, like Paxil and Zoloft, and trendsetter Prozac, a modern and widely prescribed type of antidepressant called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. Harris and fellow student Dylan Klebold went on a hellish school shooting rampage in 1999, during which they killed 12 students and a teacher and wounded 24 others before turning their guns on themselves. Luvox manufacturer Solvay Pharmaceuticals concedes that during the short-term controlled clinical trials, 4% of the children and youth taking Luvox, that's 1 in 25, developed mania, a dangerous and violence-prone mental derangement characterized by extreme excitement and delusion. That would be the clinical aspect of it. I'm saying that maybe they opened themselves up to a power that controlled them to want to murder. Remember, the thief comes to steal, murder, and destroy. What this country needs is a turn back to Jesus Christ. The founding fathers founded this nation on religious principles, on Judeo-Christian principles, mainly on the Holy Scriptures. Most of the, more than any other book quoted in the founding documents was the book of Deuteronomy. Our laws are based on the Bible. 55 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were all what we would call today evangelical Christians. These are the things that made America great in the beginning. Now, we had our problems, obviously. The start of this nation was unlike anything else. Our second president, John Adams, said this, our Constitution was made holy for, it was made for a religious and moral people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Now, why would he say that? He was saying that our citizens need to be religious and moral in order for our Constitution, our set of laws, in order for it to work. Why? Because we have to have a people who are moral and know what's right and wrong to control themselves. Because you cannot hire a police force large enough to control everybody. If everybody does what's right in their own eyes, and if there's no right or wrong, well then, And there's no God, then there's no one to say, actually say that murder is right or wrong. It's all subjective. But the fact is, there is a God. He gave us his word. And that word was used to found this nation and found our laws. And that's what we need to get back to in America. We need a revival. We need to turn back. Now, we've had times in the past, 9/11 for instance, 9/11, that happened and it shocked the nation and it unified the nation. We were being attacked from an outside force. And all of a sudden, people in America who were divided politically, all of a sudden they came together because we were all going to stand up against a common enemy. And our churches were filled. People went to church. But what happened? Eventually, life got back to normal. And then people got back to normal and went back to their old ways. And none of it was real. We were scared, and we got down on our knees and prayed, and then when we saw things get back to normal, we rose up and forgot about God, and that's a very dangerous place to be. Deuteronomy chapter 8 gives us this warning. God told the nation of Israel, if they go into this promised land and they forget the Lord your God, that he would bring the curses down on them that he was bringing down on the people that were their enemies. And he says that I will destroy you as I've destroyed them. America is at a turning point. We're at a crossroads. And we have been for years. And what people like Charlie Kirk, people like myself are trying to do, people like Todd Huff, trying to call people back to the God of the Bible, call people back to hope. Because ultimately, God is our only hope. I also would say this, God is our biggest threat. Just as you look in the Old Testament and how he judged nations at that time, and that is always a concern, is that at some point, if we go too far and our sin rises to heaven, God will say, that is enough. So pray for our country. I have 9 grandchildren, and I'm concerned about what we're leaving them. I remind you what Judges 2:10 says. After that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done for Israel. And when we forget God, bad things happen. In 1964, Ronald Reagan gave a speech titled, A Time for Choosing. And in it he said this, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for and protected and handed on to them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was like to live in the United States, where men were free. Ronald Reagan was right. And I'm praying that God will work a miracle and give us another spiritual great awakening, because that is our only hope. You're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Program. We'll be back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89. And it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back to the Todd Huff Radio Show. I'm Gary Varvel, political cartoonist syndicated through Creators Syndicate. I'm filling in for Todd today. Hey, there's something I want to talk about, something that fascinates me, and I don't know if it does you or not, but the AI, the artificial intelligence is just, and I'm sure that many of you out there probably used to ChatGPT, Grok 4, but it's fascinating for a lot of different reasons. I think it's interesting that Elon Musk in 2014 was talking about this. He said, I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. Seems to be a theme on this show today. I'm sorry I'm bringing this to you, but I'm trying to wake us up a little bit. So is he speaking in hyperbole? I don't think so. You know, President Trump signed an executive order stating that America is going to be the dominant leader in artificial intelligence. And then he introduced a $100 billion to a $500 billion project called Stargate. And when I heard about Stargate, my mind immediately went to Revelation chapter 13. And I'll explain why in just a minute. But technology is neither good nor evil. It depends on how it's used. And since the Bible says we're all sinners, sooner or later, technology will be used for evil. You can guarantee it. But let's start with a particular verse in the Old Testament. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 11, and I thought, you know, in looking at this, this is where my mind goes. It says that after the flood, when people started repopulating the earth, they decided to make a name for themselves and build a tower into the heavens. And then God came down to the earth to see the project. Genesis 11:6 states this, look, this is what God says. The people are united and they all speak the same language. After this, now here's the quote, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them. Notice that God said nothing will be impossible for them. So this is what God did in Genesis chapter 11. He confused their languages so they couldn't communicate. And the language barrier delayed the increase of knowledge for millennia. But look at our generation. Look at we've witnessed the impossible. You know, the things that Genesis 11:6 talked about or imagined, nothing is possible for them. Nothing is literally impossible for this generation. The exponential growth of knowledge has been astronomical. I mean, for thousands of years, people traveled by horse and buggy. But from 1900 to 1969, we went from horse and buggy to launching men into space. Now, how do you explain that? Exponential growth, that's how you explain it. System theorist, author, designer, inventor, and futurist, Buckminster Fuller. What a name, Buckminster. Buckminster Fuller created the knowledge doubling curve, and he wrote that until 1900, human knowledge was doubling every century. Okay, so every century, knowledge doubled. But by the end of World War II, knowledge was doubling every 25 years. Some years later, IBM added to Fuller's theory, and they predicted it, by 2020, knowledge would double every 12 hours. Because of the internet. Now listen to this. Daniel 12:4 says, but you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal it up the book until the time of the end, when many will rush here and there and knowledge will increase. Now that's amazing. So he has Daniel write a book. He writes this information. And Daniel says, can you explain this to me? And the Lord says, seal it up. Because it's for a future generation. And what's the definition of that generation? He says, many will rush here and there and knowledge will increase. I think that's us. Listen, my friend, based on this verse, we're living at the time of the end. When God said many will rush here and there, transportation and knowledge will increase, technology, both of those things are exponentially expanded in this 20th century, in the 21st century. It expanded in the 20th century, and now the 21st century has really exploded. The founder of Lion and Lamb Ministries or Lamb and Lion Ministries, I'm sorry, Dr. David Reagan preached a fascinating sermon a few years ago called The Exponential Prophecy Curve, and he explained the speed of which the growth in population advances in medicine, military weapon systems, communications, computers, and the internet. All of these things are fulfilling Bible prophecy. Which brings us to AI and Musk's legitimate fear. Because here's what I wanted to tell you in Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. This is what it says. And with all of the miracles that he, being the false prophet, was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, the Antichrist, he deceived all the people who belong to this world. He ordered that the people make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was then permitted to give life to the statue so that it could speak. And then the statue of the beast commanded everyone, anyone refusing to worship it must die. So let's look at that verse again. A statue has the ability to speak, and it commanded everyone refusing to worship that they must die. We already have robots. We already have robots with the ability to speak. But now look at what else it will do. In verses 16 through 18 of Revelation 13, it says, he required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one could buy or sell without that mark. They couldn't buy or sell anything without that mark. And which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Now, wisdom here is needed. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, his number is 666. Now, people have gone through time trying to guess who it is and what the number mean and all of that kind of stuff. I think that we're not going to know. Until he's on the scene, then people will know. And that's what this verse is saying. When you see all these things start to happen, then you're going to know who it is. But imagine AI systems interconnected around the world, tracking every living person, controlling their purchases. This was impossible throughout history until our generation. I asked ChatGPT not long ago, how long would it be before AI would be able to track everyone on the earth? Now we're talking 8 billion people. And that's all I wanted to know. How long would it take before AI would have the ability, computer systems around the world would have the ability to track everyone, wherever they go, buying and selling and all of that? And it said to me, not very long. That's sobering. Because it sounds like AI technology is just another sign that we're very close to the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that he's going to come back. And he gave us some indications of what life is going to be like. And the book of Revelation, especially in chapter 13, is a big sign. So Bible prophecy about the beast statue sounds a lot like AI technology. And it's going to eventually going to be used for evil by the Antichrist, which means that AI is another sign that we're very close to the return of Jesus Christ. And then the question is, are you ready to meet him? And the way to be ready to meet him is to accept him as your Lord and Savior, the King of Kings. Because when he comes back, he's going to take his church to be with himself, and the people who are left behind, it's going to be very difficult for them. Life on this earth will not be what we know it to be right today. The tribulation period is not something that anybody wants to live through, and many won't. There will be massive loss of life during the wars and the judgments, so nobody wants to be here for that. But I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just saying, look, the life that we live today with all of the technology, it sounds so much like what the Bible said was coming. The controlling people's buying and selling, that sounds like central bank digital currency. CDBC, CBDC. I think no other generation has had that to look at. How in the world was one guy going to control everybody's buying and selling? And as the population got so large, I mean, 8 billion people on the earth, now we see that it's very possible. And as AI said, it's not very far away. So if my suggestion to you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'd pray and ask him to reveal himself to you in some way. Get into a good church. You don't want to be left behind. This is the Todd Huff Radio Show.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
You've heard it said that For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's 2 Corinthians 12:10. And that means that God's power is made perfect in weakness. So when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong in the Lord. But 30 years ago, I want to share something with you. 30 years ago, I remember Moody Church pastor Warren Wiersbe. He visited our church here in Brownsburg, Indiana, and he delivered a sermon, and he said, where you're strong, that's where you're weak. That's just the opposite. So where you are strong, that's where you're weak. And the Bible's full of examples, and he gave a few, but I'm going to give you some examples right here. You see, when we are strong in an area and we think we've got this, we don't need the Lord, I've got this all taken care of, the devil knows that we are confident in that one thing, and he puts a target on our back, and we become vulnerable. So here's just a few examples. What was Abraham's great strength? Do you remember that? It was his faith. He was a great man of faith, right? Where did Abraham fail? He doubted God when there was a drought in the land, and he had doubts that God was going to take care of him, so he takes his wife and he goes down to Egypt. And when he gets there, you know, he didn't want them to kill him and take his wife because she was so beautiful. And so he told her to lie. And then they spent some time there and they got in all kinds of trouble. And then they left and they took people with them like Hagar. And that's a whole nother story. But Abraham's strength was his great faith. He's a great man of faith. But where did he fail? In his faith. He doubted God. What about Moses? Moses' great strength. What was his strength? Great leadership. Led 1 million Jews out of Egypt. Where did he fail? Well, he wasn't such a good leader when the Jews all started complaining about being out in the wilderness, in the desert, and they were angry, and then he got angry at them, and they were all crying about they were thirsty and they wanted water. And so God told him to speak to the rock, and he would bring water from the rock. But in Moses' anger, he struck the rock. It was just the opposite of what God told him to do. He didn't show very good leadership then. And as a result, he couldn't go into the promised land because he'd sinned. What about Aaron, his brother? What was Aaron's strength? Well, he was great obedience. His great obedience. He assisted Moses in facing Pharaoh. He became the father of the Levitical priesthood. But where did he fail? Well, he wasn't so obedient when Moses goes up on the mountain and he's gone for quite some time and the people started complaining and said, hey, we want you to build a golden altar to us. We want you to build a golden calf. And that's what they demanded, and he just gave right into them. He wasn't very obedient to God there. What about Samson? What was his strength? Well, everybody knows this. His strength was his strength, God-given physical strength to defeat the Philistines, the enemies of Israel. He was literally the strongest man who ever lived. But where did he fail? He wanted to marry a Philistine woman. So he marries Delilah, and then he entrusts her with his secret, and she betrays him, resulting in his weakness. So his strength was his physical strength, and his weakness became his physical weakness, and he was captured. So what about King David? What was King David's strength? Well, he was a man of great integrity. He was a man after God's own heart, but where did he fail? He sinned with Bathsheba, and then he lied to cover it up. What about Peter? What was Peter's great strength? Well, he was a man of great courage. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 35, it says that, but Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. That's what he tells Jesus. And of course, Jesus says, you'll disown me three times this night. And where did he fail? Sure enough, fear. He was afraid of a little girl who asked him, aren't you one of Jesus' disciples? He denied knowing him and even cursed. Yes, look, wherever you think you're strong, that's where you're going to be weak, because that's where the devil will target you. That's where the demons will see if they can trip you up. We as human beings need the Lord. And we need him for the little things as well as the big things. And sure, he's given us certain gifts, and we get pretty good in those gifts. I got pretty good at drawing cartoons. I've always been cognizant that that could all be taken away tomorrow. I could lose my eyesight. I could lose my ability to move my hands and my arms. And if that happens, then you have no reason to go to GaryVarvel.com or GaryVarvel.substack.com and see my work, because I wouldn't be doing anything. Everything comes to an end sooner or later. We all are destined to die. We all have a death sentence. We just don't know when. Most of us don't know when. And the most important thing in life is where you'll spend eternity. So I want to end the show with the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? That is the question. The answer is, I believe it. I want to thank Todd Huff for allowing me to sit in today. I'm Gary Varvel. You can see my work at GaryVarvel.com. Until the next time.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.